What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, my name is Mark Moore. I'm here with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
Today's show, we're talking about considerations when you purchase a new vehicle. So do you like to have a new car, Kathy?
Sure, absolutely.
How many cars we got in our marriage time?
I don't even know. I have to count. Quite a few.
I don't really like buying new cars because I like to have a car and just drive it until the wheels fall off of it. Mm-hmm. But that's not really your plan, is it?
Well, if you have a family, you don't want the wheels falling off. So that's
Okay. Yeah, like I said, it would not be safe from insurance. But we just actually purchased a new vehicle this year. It's a larger vehicle. Our 9-year-old was there with a volleyball. I guess girls were coming in the car, and he was like, three girls got in the car. All the girls packed in their bags for volleyball in school, and our kid was like somewhere in the bottom of that bag. So we wound up buying a new vehicle, didn't we, Kathy, just because of the, I guess, the situation.
Yeah, because it wasn't very safe for him with all these, you couldn't even see him in the back seat.
So a common thing that we have is we'll have a customer call, mm-hmm. and they'll say, hey, I'm thinking about trading my vehicle. Right. And you have to be careful about this because you may end up going to the dealership over the weekend, and you may not have the correct coverage driving off the lot. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about that today. How does your current insurance protect you when you buy the new vehicle? And it could be, the weekend, or when's another time of the year where people buy a lot of vehicles, Kathy?
Like around the holidays.
Christmas. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to get the vehicle in by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And is the office always open all the time? Sometimes the
we typically
not.
Are open majority of the time, but on the weekends we don't. But people do call in on the weekends and leave voicemails or email us off of our website, letting us know about different things. So we do try to accommodate those folks, but sometimes if they know you're doing it, they could even start the process before you actually do it.
I have added vehicles over the weekend.
Yeah, we have.
So people have my cell number, people know me. Hey, I'm getting a new vehicle.
Right.
So let's talk about this. Your current insurance policy, here's the caveat to it you have to be careful about. If you are somebody that, say, you've got an older car and maybe you're carrying just liability on the car. You don't have what's called, I like to call it other than collision. It's also called comprehensive. I do not like that word because there is no comprehensive insurance. I mean, it's other than collision and you have collision. So that means if your car is damaged,
right,
that's going to be your,
well, comp, of course,
that's going to be your physical damage coverage.
Right. Comp, of course, covers if someone steals your car, catches on fire, you hit a deer. If you actually, your windshield, if you had like broken windshield, something like that, those things are comp.
If you hit a deer, like you said, right, or if you park it and a tree falls on it, that's your other than collision coverage.
Right.
Or
and then collision is anything that you collide with, basically. So I would describe it.
Except if it's a deer or animal. They consider that comprehensive or other than collision because it's not chargeable to use a driver as causing an accident. The deer was, you can't help it if you're driving, all of a sudden a deer darts out in front of you, that's unavoidable.
Right, and collision is really the most expensive coverage that you have on your auto policy.
So let's give a scenario. Let's say that we've got a 1998, let's just say, Kathy had a Honda Sentra. Okay.
I had a Honda Accord.
What was a Sentra?
That was a Nissan Sentra.
Oh, oops,
Sentra.
I just messed up. I meant to say Nissan Sentra, not
Honda
Sentra.
Accord. I had a Honda Accord, too.
So,
and a Volvo.
So a Nissan Sentra.
Right.
And let's say we had that car today. A 1998 Nissan Sentra is not going to be worth a lot of money.
No.
So typically you may not be carrying the physical damage coverage on the vehicle because it's old. It's not worth paying
for
insurance.
That means not carrying collision on it, probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
But or it might be incomprehensive.
I always write
comp. So we had a situation where, customer had nothing. All they had was liability, which we also made pay uninsured motors, but it was basically a policy without the comp and collision. And you go into a dealership, you have your existing 98 Nissan Sentra, and you buy a brand new, what do you want to buy, Kathy? What car do you want to buy?
Let's think. That's a good Let's say a brand new Chevy Tahoe.
Okay, so a brand new Chevy Tahoe or a brand new F-150 or Dodge truck, you know, pick your choice. Yeah. So you go in there, you buy a brand new vehicle. You've spent, in today's market, it'll pop your eyes out, but maybe a brand new vehicle like this could be $60,000, $70,000.
Probably $80,000, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy what things cost today. You drive off the lot and immediately...
It depreciates.
Well, you also have that depreciation, but it's going to depreciate even more because now you've just had an accident. You weren't familiar with driving it. You've gone and you've towed the vehicle. You've ran off the road and go to your insurance agency. Hey, I just towed my vehicle over the weekend, and they're going to tell you, hey, we're very sorry, but you have no coverage. And that's pretty harsh, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you buy a new vehicle, the insurance, the best insurance that you have on any one car is going to transfer over to the new car. And if all you have is liability without comp and collision, then you have no coverage.
But if you did, you would.
If you do have comp and collision.
You would.
Now, we have what we do, and I was talking to Emily this morning in the office. She had one recently where the customer, the same situation. Hey, Emily, I'm thinking about buying a vehicle over the weekend. Am I covered if I leave the premises without the the new vehicle? So she looked at the customer's policy, and she saw that the customer only had liability coverage. And so what she did is she said, look, what I'm going to do is I'm going to add comp and collision on your existing vehicle. That way, if you decide to trade the vehicle, you're covered. Because remember, it's going to cover the broadest coverage you had on your policy is going to extend to the new vehicle.
Yes, but there is guidelines about buying a new vehicle. You have so many days to get it on your policy. You can't just call us and tell us that you didn't trade a car or buy a new car.
On the second you buy it, you're stuck with whatever's on your policy on the best coverage you have.
And you only have
different. It is true that you've got a limited amount of time to report the vehicle. But as far as having comp and collision, if you don't have it on your existing policy, you have nothing.
Right.
And you have your liability coverage just like you have in their vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the same as the one that you traded in.
Right.
Or the same as the one that you have. Say you have three vehicles. If you have at least comp and collision on one vehicle, you're going to be okay because you're going to have it on your new vehicle that you just purchased because it was the broadest coverage you had on any one vehicle on your policy is going to be the broadest coverage you're going to have on your new vehicle. So what Emily did is she was able to add the comp and collision in this situation, and the customer called her back on Monday and said, no, I didn't trade. So she just took it back off. But had he bought the vehicle, he would have been covered for the comp and collision. And yes, right. Kathy's right, you would have a liability. So if you caused an accident, you would have liability. It's just you wouldn't have the vehicle covered.
Right.
So that's pretty huge, I think, don't you think?
Right. The best important thing to take from this is to make sure you contact your agent
and
letting us know what's going on so we can make the proper accommodations or help you with the situation. It's nothing, we can't really help you or help avoid these types of exposures or problems without us being aware of the situation.
Yeah, it's very, it kind of scares the agent. Mm-hmm. But I just want people to know when you buy a new vehicle, or even you're thinking about buying a new vehicle, you need to call your insurance agent and let them know.
Yeah.
Well, what information is useful to have as an agent when somebody's buying a new vehicle, Kathy?
Well, usually they let us know the year, make, model, and the VIN number, which is the vehicle identification number. We have to have that to be able to determine what's on the actual, what type of, does it have safety features, all these different things. The VIN number helps us determine what your vehicle is actually is.
The VIN number, we can go with that normally because we can type in the VIN number, and the system will recognize really what the vehicle is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What about if you buy a vehicle that's got something customized on it? My cousin right now he's bought this van. He's going to trick it out. So basically, he's going to go in there and customize the whole vehicle. Insurance policies are going to pay the way the vehicle rolled off the assembly line. So if you have just a just how it was when it left the manufacturer is going to be how you're going to be covered.
Right. So if you do you want to customize your vehicle, if you had a new paint job or you put in really expensive wheels or, stereo system, whatever, lights, anything that you have that you do that did not roll off the assembly line, we have to be aware of it. We have to have pictures. Typically, is what I like to do. Pictures always help us in communicating that to the insurance carrier so they're aware of what they're insuring as well.
And the other type The other time we have to make pictures is if it's like an antique car or a modified vehicle.
Yes.
So we'll be back after the break. We're talking about, you know, buying that new car and leaving the dealership. Am I covered properly? And we're going to talk some more about this. Very important topic. And a lot of people probably leave the dealership and may not have the correct coverage. And we don't want that to happen to any of our customers or anybody for that matter. So this is Mark and Kathy Moore, and we're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we wanted to let you know where we have our locations. We have 5 locations. 3 of those locations are called More Insurance Services, Inc. We have a location in Blairsville, Georgia, right across the street from Home Depot. And next to the post office, we're located in the South State Bank building. We're not actually part of the bank, but we are in our own section in the bank building there on there in Blairsville. So come by and see us in Blairsville for all your insurance needs. We also have a location in Hiawassee on Main Street, 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're located in the Town Trace building. It's a red brick building next to the hospital. Come by us and see us there in Hiawassee for your needs in Hiawassee. And lastly, our main hub, our main location, which is in Hayesville, North Carolina, right next to United Community Bank. Come by and see us there in Hayesville at 157 Highway 64 West. We can help you with all your insurance needs. That's where Mark and I typically are most majority of the time. And then we venture out to the other offices. So come by and see us there. Our other location is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance located in Murphy, North Carolina, right past the Arby's there on the left. Come by and see our folks there, and they'll help you with your insurance needs there in Murphy. And lastly, our last location is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, a division of More Insurance as well. And we're located between United Community Bank and the Burger King, right there on the main drag there in Blue Ridge. So come by and see us at all of our locations for a free quote. You also can check us out on our website at www.more-insurance.com. And, of course, you can like us on Facebook. And we'd like to help you with quotes. If you need to have a quote request, you can actually go to our website as well and request a quote, as well as make some other changes there on your policy.
Okay. So we're talking about a topic I think is very important today. We're talking about buying a new vehicle. And do I have the correct insurance while we're off the driver or off the dealership? Am I covered properly? Because, you know, you leave a dealership and you buy a new vehicle, you may not have the right coverage. And the reason we're talking about it is today is that, you know, how it's going to work is you have your current auto policy. The broadest coverage on any one vehicle will extend to the new vehicle. And if you don't have anything but liability, you could be caught short with not having the proper physical damage. Another thing, Kathy, this happens as well. What happens if somebody buys a vehicle in a different name, like a business name? What happens?
That would be different. Yeah, it would be different for sure.
If you go in there and you've got, let's say we have Mark and Kathy Moore, and we have our personal auto policy, and maybe we have a new LLC or a corporation, and I buy that vehicle in a different name, what would the corporation or LLC have to have?
They have to have an auto policy.
And what if they don't have one?
Then there's not going to be coverage.
You have no coverage.
Right.
Even though it's you on the vehicle through your entity.
Right.
And you own the entity, you have to have, the entity has got to match up with the way the title on the vehicle is. The only way around that is there are times where we've had maybe like a lease agreement between the individual and the corporation where they can, lease the vehicle back. But that gets a little bit dicey too.
Right.
You can do that. But I think it's preferable just to have the vehicle titled and insured in the name, the way the vehicle is titled.
Correct.
So that's another thing. Let's say that we do have comp and collision on at least one vehicle. You've got a brand new car that you just purchased, and you have one that's maybe 2 years old. So you're going to have coverage extend over to your new vehicle. How long does that last? It varies, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So you may have 2 weeks. You may have a month. And what that means is that you're going to have a grace period or a grace time where you can add the vehicle. You have the opportunity still to add a vehicle for maybe like 30 days. It might be 14 in Georgia. So you're covered, but what happens if you don't ever call the insurance carrier and maybe the 14-day window or the 30-day window has expired? What happens?
You're in trouble.
You have no coverage.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
And I'm going to relay a story that happened years ago. I can talk about these mails. I'm getting older now, and well, I'm only 52, but I started my business when I was very young. I was 24 years old when I started the business, and things have happened, and some customers are either moved out of the area or passed on, or, you know, I think I don't like to talk about individual things that happened at the agency, but we had a person came in and bought insurance, and they were irresponsible. We sold them a policy. They had to have insurance. We got them insurance. So they were driving down the road, and they may have been intoxicated. I can't remember. But after the accident, he caused an accident, and he ran into a building. And he's taken off to jail because he's drunk or whatever. And the vehicle he was driving, even though he had insurance with us, he had bought the vehicle maybe, I don't know, within the time period, the 30-day window. So he'd bought a vehicle maybe 2 weeks prior to this accident.
He didn't tell us.
He never called us, never knew about it. We didn't know about the accident until way after the fact. And so what happened was that the people that owned the building failed to insure their building. They had no property coverage on the building. And so they couldn't collect any money on their policy because they didn't have one. So they were relying on this person's insurance that has just caused damage to their building. And there was coverage for a period of time. And in fact, there was coverage the day of the accident because he was in the window where he could have called up and he could have had the vehicle. We never did. And the 30 days expired, and the insurance company denied the claim because the vehicle was never added to the policy. He never called to add it. And even though there was a period of time there was coverage, the person on the buildings had some sort of family member that had some knowledge about insurance, and they were being told that, you know, you would have had insurance if he had called. And that was a bad situation because there was no coverage for the vehicle of the driver. There was no coverage for the building owner. And it was just an unfortunate thing that happened. But he didn't follow the rules and the right protocols to be able to have the coverage, even though he was under a grace period. You only get grace for so long, right?
Yes.
It's kind of like if you pass away without grace, I guess you're in trouble, right?
Right.
So that was a bad experience because I hated it for everybody. But it was not our fault because we did not know about the vehicle. Their person could have bought property insurance and didn't and failed to do so. But it was
just a bad situation.
It was a bad situation all the way around that did happen. So what about if we have a lien on a car, Kathy? What's going to happen when you're borrowing money to buy a vehicle? What are you going to have to have?
The mortgage company or the loan, wherever you have their loan, will actually require you to carry comp and collision on the policy.
They want to protect their interest in the car.
They want to make sure that you have insurance. Car.
Yes.
And they want to make sure that you, if something were to happen to that vehicle, that they're going to be able to get the back vehicle fixed and back into good standings.
And what if we get upside down? And I mean upside down by on the mortgage, not the cars upside down. What about where we owe more money on a vehicle than it's worth? How does that work?
Well,
what coverage you have to have?
That's a big thing. People finance vehicles with 0% down or what have you, and we don't know how you finance it. We just
72
know,
months sometimes.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
So we don't know unless you tell us how you have financed this vehicle or how you paid for this vehicle. So you have to let us know what you're doing because then we can actually give you like gap coverage or something like that if we know you need it.
Let's explain what gap coverage is. So you totaled your vehicle, mm-hmm. and the finance company is wanting you to pay off the vehicle because it's totaled. And actually the insurance proceeds you get, the check is going to be made payable to your finance company, not you. Or it could be made to both of you. But they're going to have to sign off on the money. Let's say that you owe $12,000 on your vehicle, but the insurance company's only going to pay $8,000. So you're out $4,000 and you got to come up with that money. If you have what's called gap coverage, it will basically do what it says the name. It's going to bridge the gap there for you and pay your vehicle off. And you can normally buy that from the dealership, or also we can sell that to you as a on your insurance policy as well. Now, my philosophy on buying a car, I believe that it's good just to save up money and pay cash for a car and not finance. I'm sorry for the dealerships to hear me say that, but that's where they make a lot of their money is off the finance on the vehicle and also the repairs that you may have as well. But a paid-for vehicle is a good thing and not going in debt. But I know a lot of people do, and you want to be sure that you've got the proper coverage when you do.
Right.
You can also lease a vehicle as well.
Yes.
It's the same sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can be paying a lease payment, turning the car back in there a couple of years, and some people choose to do that, but you got to make sure you got the right coverage as well.
Right, absolutely.
So the big takeaway from this show is, if you're buying a new vehicle, especially if it's the weekend, call your insurance company, call your agent, let them know. I would recommend doing it before you even purchase a vehicle. And know what you have in your policy. Know if you have an older car and you're carrying just a minimum coverage on that, you're not going to be covered properly when you're buying a new vehicle. So be careful out there. This is Mark and Kathy Moore broadcasting on WGRB Talk of the Mountains, and we'll be back to talk about insurance next week.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.